This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Debate season underway with last night's beginning of a two-night debate event in Miami. 10 Democrats were on the stage last night, including Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, and Beto O'Rourke.
Donald Trump wants us to fight him on his turf and his terms. We will beat him. I will beat him by calling this country to a sense of common purpose again.
And we need to make structural change in our government, in our economy, and in our country.
This economy has got to work for everyone. And right now we know that it isn't.
10 more of the Democratic hopefuls will be on that stage tonight. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are not taking part in these debates. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is to be arraigned on fraud charges today in New York. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
Another New York City police officer has taken his own life. This brings the number of NYPD suicides to 4 just this month. Today is National HIV Testing Day, and public health officials are encouraging people at risk of contracting that virus that can cause AIDS to get tested. Dr. Laura Cheever is with the Department of Health and Human Services.
People who are living with HIV, if they get tested and get onto effective care and treatment, they can live a near normal lifespan. For people who don't get tested, they can become quite sick with HIV and end up even dying before they get properly diagnosed.
Final economic figures concerning the nation's economy during the first quarter of the year have just been released by the Commerce Department, showing the gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 3.1% in the first 3 months of the year. That's up from 2.2% in the last quarter of last year. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The search continues for a 23-year-old woman who came back from California to Salt Lake City over a week ago, got into a lift, got dropped off at a Salt Lake City park, and hasn't been seen or heard from since. Assistant Police Chief Tim Dowd says they're still working as hard as they can to find her.
Obviously, we are treating this with a high degree of care and caution, as it is an open case, and given the nature of this case, we just don't want to make any mistakes.
Dowd says they don't have any persons of interest or suspects at this time in the case of missing Mackenzie Lewick. Two sheriff's deputies who responded to the Parkland, Florida high school shooting have been fired for neglect of duty. An investigation of the police response to the deadly shooting showing that the Broward County deputies Edward Eason and Joshua Stambaugh failed to meet sheriff's office's standards, the mass shooting claiming the lives of 17 people. Three major tech companies are teaming up to fight high tariffs on video game consoles. Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony sending a letter to the Trump administration yesterday warning that a proposed 25% tariff increase on Chinese imports would cost Americans an additional $840 million. The firms say 96% of all video game systems were made in China over the past year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It was quite interesting last night. We had 10 candidates on stage, 5 moderators, 2 hours of progressive ideas. We had 3 examples, a little Spanish lesson last night, you know, from 3 people, 2 candidates and a moderator, of course. It was being carried by Telemundo. Interestingly enough, we didn't hear a whole lot about the military. I guess there's not much that can be discussed when you talk about progressivism when it comes to the military. Although Tulsi Gabbard did, I thought, hold some ground and represented, some military ideas and positions there quite eloquently. And maybe that's why she showed up as strong as she did, although it was quite interesting, as I said, not a lot said about the vets, if anything. Well, Amanda Minear is back with us. She's the supervising attorney of Veterans Law Group and says that every day should be PTSD Awareness Day. Amanda, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, did you have any special takeaways from last night's debate? Did you suffer through it yourself?
Unfortunately, I was actually out visiting veterans out at Avondale Prison until 7 o'clock and drove a couple hours back, so I missed it.
Well, that's right. I had a note that you were visiting 2 prisons, right, to talk with vets.
Yes.
So tell us how that went.
Very well. It's we had visited Mule Creek Prison last year as kind of the first. They had written to us and invited us up to their veterans program there, and then word got out, and so this year we visited both Mule Creek and Avondale, and I am learning more and more that they're some. You know, I feel like they're kind of forgotten. They're the forgotten veterans once they're incarcerated.
Well, and that's the thing. They probably feel like, look, I served the country here. Can I catch a break? I mean, because, of course, they're incarcerated for, the entire spectrum of reasons. What is your takeaway there? What is it that America should understand about our veterans who, because we're talking a lot about justice these days. What should we be aware of when it comes to the American vet in America's prisons today?
I don't like to, in speaking about PTSD, that's what we're talking about today, and I don't like to necessarily excuse behavior that it lands you in prison, but many of them are in there because of inability to manage their PTSD symptoms.
Right.
And they're still, they're still battle buddies, and there's a camaraderie among veterans even in prison. And this Avondale, they created their own veterans program. They started about 2 years ago and came together, and they're very organized, and you can tell it gives them some positive things to be around. But it saddens me the amount of times I hear that they're writing letters to congressional offices, to veteran service organizations, and indicating that they never get a response back. That bothers me.
Well, that's why we need champions like you. You know, I'm very involved with Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and I don't know if you're familiar with that nonprofit. But
yeah,
what
you
we
tell me about that.
Right. Well, we give out MP3 players, and I don't know if that's even possible for people who are vets who are in prison suffering from PTSD, but we want to make them available to you. So if that's possible, I want to ship you some MP3 players. These are great, and we're getting great response. We've given out thousands already, and we want to continue to give them out to our vets in honoring them. And the response that we're getting from these vets is that it helps them. I mean, it comes preloaded with songs, books on tape. They can download separately if they want to add, you know, more music and more books on tape and that sort of thing. And it's our gift to our vets, whether you're incarcerated or not, but dealing with PTSD. And the anecdotal response that we've gotten on has just been awesome. So we continue to garner sponsors and, reach out and, pass these out. So if there's some way that this can be done, Amanda, I'd love to get some in your hands so that you can, turn it over to our vets, even those vets that are incarcerated right now.
I will definitely find out. I think that would be amazing and very helpful for them.
Well, let's talk about, as we said, PTSD, every day should be Awareness Day, because we've got a lot of catching up to do. I mean, PTSD has been around ever since America went to war. We just didn't know how to identify it. I mean, I look back and I see these stories of World War I vets and heroes and what they were subjected to, World War II. I mean, it's just in every conflict and war that we've been in. There's been this form of PTSD, and now, modern technology and studies and psychology are catching up with us to say, hey, this is really a real problem. We just misdiagnosed it. We looked at, soldiers coming back from war, and we said, well, they're alcoholics, but we didn't realize, we never went down to the root cause of what was it that drove them to alcoholism, right?
Right, absolutely. Alcoholism and drug addiction are very common in people who are struggling with PTSD. I look at Vietnam veterans too. When they came back, they were told, because of the controversy of the war, they were told to not talk about them being in the war. And so, they're dealing with, PTSD symptoms all of this time. And it was not only not recognized, but they weren't even talking about the fact that they were in war.
Exactly.
And the older generation, they didn't really talk about it either.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe for different reasons, but,
Well, I think that part of it, Amanda, we need to understand, is war is so incredibly horrific. And
yeah.
And I'm saying this as somebody who served in the military, but I never went into a combat zone. My brother, my second oldest brother, was in a combat zone in Vietnam. He was in country, and he was a field radio operator. Now, he was in the Army. Now, I can tell you that when I went into the Marine Corps initially, when they heard that I had a broadcasting background, they thought somehow my dulcet tones would work out great in announcing coordinates out in the battlefield. And so they said, we're going to make you a field radio operator. But as things worked out, God had a different idea. And so I ended up doing Good Morning Camp Pendleton. So I did radio and television for the Marine Corps. I didn't have to go into country. But being involved with the Joint Public Affairs Office and all the public relations and information that was coming across my desk, I mean, it was incredible. And then, of course, dealing with vets who were coming back, because it was a Camp Pendleton, so we had a lot of vets, that had come back from Vietnam, coming through, Camp Pendleton, and the stories that they would tell. Much more open, I would say, than the World War II vets. Maybe because they were told not to talk about it, that if they were around somebody who was in the military, then they felt that they could have a compassionate ear. Because the way they were treated in public, the things that they were told to do. I mean, here it is. I mean, you imagine somebody dealing with the horrors of war, and they basically say, go to your own corner, be quiet, and don't talk to anybody.
And then having, symptoms, the nightmares and the what we call hypervigilance of, where you're constantly aware of all of your surroundings and sounds affect you, and you want to sit in the corner of the room where you can see all of the doors, all
right.
of those things that they're experiencing, not really even understanding why and what it's about and having no help about it. So
right.
a lot of those clients that we work with, that are Vietnam veterans. Many of them find out about PTSD and then realize that they have it by some of these reunions that they that they do over the years. And then and it's like they're talking with their battle buddies and they're opening up because it's a safe space in order to talk about it. And then they end up, you know, pursuing treatment or compensation from the VA or whatever. But
exactly.
A lot of that is triggered by communicating with other battle buddies.
Without a doubt. Amanda Minear is with us. She is a supervising attorney of Veterans Law Group, and we're going to continue to talk more about this topic on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, when you think about it, those were core elements interwoven in our U.S. Constitution. And when we practice these values that hold us all together, that honor humanity, honor all of us, they don't separate us. I mean, the whole purpose of our Constitution was to bring us all together because our founding fathers understood, even in their most ideal understanding of our humanity, that we're better together. E pluribus unum. You know, with the many comes one. You know, we come at our life experience here in this country in a very unique sort of way. You know, we're all immigrants, all in varying ideas, a dynamic plethora of talents and gifts. And when those gifts are allowed to be promoted, to be exercised and developed, we all are better for it. And I don't know any other country that has a constitution like ours that even has a vision, a potential vision like this. And I would say right now in our culture, that's under threat. And we need to be mindful of that. I want to get back to our conversation with Amanda Minear, supervising attorney of Veterans Law Group. You know, Amanda, as we were saying earlier before the break, PTSD is still relatively new. It's only been in the recent, most recent decade, you might even say, two decades, that there's been that awareness that, hey, look at, you know, soldiers going to war, experiencing the horrors of war. In fact, there was a study here, and you probably know more about it, that was released, I think, in the last couple of months, talking about the effect of adrenaline in a combat situation and what happens and what it does to the brain and the human psyche. When you are in this kind of pressure, and it's once it's impacted you, it's not something that you can just leave on the battlefield. It is something that you carry with you in your inner self to the point that, as you were suggesting earlier, and I've heard these anecdotal stories, you know, where their loved ones come back from a combat mission and they're watching TV and all of a sudden they hear gunfire. Next thing you know, they're flying on the other side of the couch, you know, for protection. Right. That's just innate. I mean, it happens in microseconds because of what they've experienced, and they may think, okay, well, all right, not that bad, you know. That's but the fact of the matter is that's not normal, is it?
Right. Absolutely, it is not a normal situation for any of us to be in a combat zone, whether it's being, you know, the fear of being killed, or also what they have about the killing that they have to do themselves. That's not it's not a natural state for us. So and you mentioned, you know, hearing gunshots and having that response. It also happens hearing a backfire of a car, fireworks go off, you know, things that are not even a gunshot that can cause that type of immediately going back to that moment of being in combat.
Well, thank God it is a small minority. And because it's a small minority, we fail to appreciate and understand. You're talking probably less than 1% of 1%. We already know about 1% of our citizens participate in the military today because it's all volunteer. And also, you know, the restrictions and the qualifications to belong to the military, not like decades ago where you'd get in trouble and the judge would sit there and say, hey, you got a choice. You can go in the Marine Corps or you go to jail. Okay, I'm going to the Marine Corps. Well, today the Marine Corps says, no, we don't want you. You know, we're just looking for a few good men and women. And if you can't demonstrate some goodness and academically and socially, then you can't be in the club and you're not on the team. So it's highly scrutinized these days. But unfortunately, what happens as a result of that, when you got 99% of the people not participating in the defense of our country, they don't understand. They don't understand why former military people or military people are insulted when people disrespect the flag and they don't honor our country or don't honor the values of our country. You know, yes, we can debate it, you know, and talk about it. But when it comes to the flag and it comes to our country, boy, I'll tell you, that is hallowed ground.
Absolutely. I mentioned earlier about visiting the Avondale and Mill Creek prison, and they start their military program that they meet once a month, and I believe the other one meets once a week, with the Pledge of Allegiance, even incarcerated.
Right.
They definitely don't, you know, still respecting the flag while they're there. It's a prayer as well. Mm-hmm. Pledge of Allegiance and a prayer every single time.
Well, you know, think about the Pledge of Allegiance and what it represents. And they're grateful. Even though they found themselves in trouble, they are grateful for the foundational principles of this country. And my prayer for them, Amanda, and I know that our audience is joining in on this, my prayer for them is that they will find an answer, that they can come out and be able to, you know, I don't know that you necessarily overcome PTSD as much as that, you know, you get through it and it becomes a manageable issue because, again, I'm naive. You know better than I do about this. I've not experienced it, but I just can't imagine it's something that all of a sudden, I mean, I could hope that your brain would be erased and that you'd not have to deal with this anymore. But it's that you are aware of the triggers. You are aware of, like any other, you know, aspect that would affect our psychology, is that you feel it coming on. And when you feel it coming on, there are things you do so that you can manage, you know, through, you know, through that sudden impact of the, you know, the emotions that PTSD could raise. Is that fair?
Yeah, and there's definitely has been movement in some of the treatment for PTSD and helping the brain to process the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
That has been, you know, very effective. There's been some great studies out there that, but it's being willing to, you know, address the issue and being willing to kind of process the pain. It's almost like going to therapy in the sense that you've got to open up the old wound in order for it to heal.
Right, exactly.
So, and I'm hopeful and prayerful too that those advancements in treatment will continue. Mm-hmm. And that we'll be able to, you know, really help people in the long run.
And this is why you have to go to experts, people that know, people have been doing the research and understand, you know, what's working. But if you're isolated and on your own and you know, in many cases, as we understand, Amanda, you know, here is, you know, the veteran who is at home with loved ones. And, you know, it's beyond them. It's too overwhelming to deal with someone that they love that seems to be on a course of destruction, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of them also are looking at it as they feel like it's a weakness, that their fear and their hypervigilance and all those things are a weakness. And that, you know, I had the friend of mine that first got me into doing this work because I was watching him deal with the VA. He once said to me that he felt like the war beat him. He, you know, and he struggled with that. And he also struggled a lot with survivor's guilt that other people died and he didn't. And
I've heard similar things that it beat them and keeps beating them.
Yeah.
Because of our memories. Again, you just can't simply erase that. So what's your recommendation, you know, for loved ones who recognize that these symptoms are being demonstrated and displayed by their son, their daughters, or, you know, their husbands and wives? What do you recommend?
Doing the research and finding somebody who they can go talk to and help. I mean, one of the great resources are vet centers. They're all over the country. Most of them, I think all of them, have group therapy, which is really helpful if you're not really into, you know, going and doing one-on-one therapy. You're mm-hmm. talking amongst other battle buddies about the situation we were talking about before, being able to open up about that.
Exactly.
I've seen a lot of people get some great help with that, and it's not directly connected with the VA, so those records of your treatment there are not directly going to go to the VA. Some people are concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say reach out to vet centers, and then there's also some nonprofits that actually help families of people suffering from PTSD.
This is going to be unfair because I'd hope to have more time to talk about military sexual trauma, and we only got about 45 seconds. Can you address that very quickly and tell our audience where they can go for more information?
Yeah, just that it's treated as PTSD under the VA, and the VA has some great resources when it comes to that on their website.
Okay. So, again, check with the VA, and for these other centers that you mentioned, where can they find those out?
You can just do a Google search for Vet Center and then your city and you'll find one.
Well, Amanda Minear has been with us, supervising attorney of Veterans Law Group. Amanda, thank you so much for all your great work. Stay in touch. Let us know what's going on, because I share with you the sentiment that PTSD Awareness Day should be every day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Debate season underway with last night's beginning of a two-night debate event in Miami. 10 Democrats were on the stage last night, including Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, and Beto O'Rourke.
Donald Trump wants us to fight him on his turf and his terms. We will beat him. I will beat him by calling this country to a sense of common purpose again.
And we need to make structural change in our government, in our economy, and in our country.
This economy has got to work for everyone. And right now we know that it isn't.
10 more of the Democratic hopefuls will be on that stage tonight. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are not taking part in these debates. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is to be arraigned on fraud charges today in New York. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Martinez.
The Aztec calendar has his Cinco de Mayo party chiseled in. The front of his house looks like it was built by the Mayans, because it was. The contents of his tacos refuse to fall from the shell. He can open a piñata with a wink and a smile. If you were to see him walking a chihuahua, it would still look masculine. Several saints share his likeness, or vice versa, depending on who you ask. Dicing onions doesn't make him cry. It only makes him stronger. He has never filled up on chips. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, hundreds of thousands of women will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. Well, while Breast Cancer Awareness Month isn't until October, you can imagine with these numbers, breast cancer is a topic that needs attention all year round, especially during the carefree summer months when people aren't putting their health first. It impacts hundreds of thousands of people, and 1 in 8 women will develop invasive breast cancer over the course of her lifetime. And here to talk more about it is Dr. Charla Patterson. She's a breast surgeon with NCH Physician Group in Naples, Florida. Dr. Patterson, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm well.
Well, let's talk about radiation therapy, breast-conserving surgery, and oncoplastic techniques that have revolutionized breast cancer treatment.
They really have. you know, we've come a long way and the pendulum has swung from every woman having breast cancer being treated with a mastectomy. Radiation therapy is the idea that gave us that we could actually save breasts and do what we call a lumpectomy. Most women call it a lumpectomy or breast-conserving surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the technology of radiation, women have much more treatment options, and we can just remove that lump, and they don't have to remove their entire breast. We do know, though, that sometimes a lumpectomy can impact the cosmetic appearance because we do remove a cavity of tissue and there's some void space in there. But our newer oncoplastic techniques combine the best of plastic surgery and breast cancer surgery to try to overcome that and minimize that dimpling and give that overall feel and shape that the breast should have.
Well, because of these, of the new technology and techniques and research that you've been doing, this really puts an emphasis on early stage cancer awareness, right?
Very much so. The less we have to remove, the less cosmetic outcome it's going to have, you know, on the woman. And earlier stage, so finding it earlier, finding it smaller, the survival is better and your treatment options are much more numerous.
What are we looking at, you know, for women that have breast cancer? Let's say, you know, what they would expect 10 years ago, you know, with mastectomies versus a lumpectomy.
Yeah, so 10 years ago, it would be a mastectomy would be the first conversation, and reconstruction would barely be coming into play. Most would have the mastectomy, say, we're saving your life, let's just deal with this, wear a prosthesis. We've evolved now, and some women can have reconstruction, but the pendulum has swung so far that we say, you know, we don't even have to have the conversation about reconstruction or prosthesis because we can save your breast.
Yeah.
So we can localize that tumor because it's small enough, and we found it, and just take that out and leave everything else alone surgically.
No, that's wonderful. Breast conserving surgery, as many know, been around for a long time, but recent technology like Biozorb marker is helping to improve outcomes. Explain to our audience the Biozorb marker, if you would.
Yeah, Biozorb is such a beautiful, simple design, but it's a very small device, and it's having, as you said, a huge impact on breast cancer surgery. It's designed for women who've been diagnosed with breast cancer that are candidates for the lumpectomy or breast-conserving surgery. It's an implantable device, and it marks the surgical site where the breast cancer is actually removed. It looks, when you look at it, it looks like a small spiral of plastic, but it's actually made of suture material, the same suture that we use in the surgery to do the actual lumpectomy. And it works by having the surgeon place this marker in when the tumor is removed so it's exactly precisely located where that tumor was growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a GPS for the breast cancer. Where did this breast cancer start? So that helps our radiation colleagues to possibly better target their radiation treatments and minimize that impact of radiation on the surrounding healthy tissue.
Mm-hmm. That's a great concept and idea and innovation that has come about, Dr. Patterson, because it makes the radiation process that much more precise, and you're not doing additional damage to healthy tissue.
Exactly. And this is the age of precision, and there's just no reason not to be as accurate and precise as possible. And the Biozorb helps us do that. But not only for the treatment itself, but in follow-up of these patients. They're all going to have mammograms because we're going to watch like a hawk because we're worried about breast cancer. And this localizer, this little marker tells us, hey, it's right here. We know where to look. So all of our efforts can be focused while we're looking at that area.
Well, we're visiting with Dr. Charlotte Patterson, and she's revealing to us these new technologies that are revolutionizing the way women think about the treatment options for cancer that continues to impact millions, as we said earlier. Dr. Patterson, who should consider this type of treatment option?
The beauty of this is that any woman who's been diagnosed with breast cancer that qualifies for a lumpectomy or breast-conserving surgery, those are the women that would benefit the most from this treatment. The bottom line is that the Biozorb can help breast cancer patients have better cosmetic outcomes and radiation targeting. And personal and clinical experience has shown us that the Biozorb is not painful and very well tolerated by patients.
Well, as we said at the opening, Breast Cancer Awareness Month isn't until October, but it is a topic that needs attention all year round, and Dr. Charlotte Patterson
Absolutely.
Has been with us to update us on this needed information. As we wrap things up, because I reluctantly have to let you go, Dr. Patterson, where can our audience go for more information?
Thank you. There is a website. You can go to mybiozorb.com, and there's lots of information on there for everybody.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you being with us. Take care.
Thank you.
Well, ladies, you know, this summer, it can be all about you, and this is really good information, and we're grateful to Dr. Patterson. I hope you got something out of this and that your awareness was spiked. Because this is absolutely key. Early detection is important in all forms of cancer, but especially in breast cancer, as we've been discussing. And when you consider that hundreds of thousands of women are going to be diagnosed with breast cancer this year, I mean, that's an incredible number. So, you know, we can be thankful for this innovative technology that Dr. Patterson was talking about that has been aimed to help women with the recovery. It impacts, breast cancer impacts thousands of people. And 1 in 8 women will develop what we call invasive breast cancer over the course of her lifetime. Now, radiation therapy, as Dr. Patterson had explained, has literally revolutionized breast cancer treatment. And because of it, many women with early stage cancer, now that's the key here, early stage cancer, so that means early detection is important, which means screenings, ladies, are most important. You know, so you need to get those mammograms on a regular basis. And I know some women are like, guys, you know, we don't like to go and do this kind of stuff, but this is critical, especially when you consider how many women are being affected by breast cancer today. But as we say, many women with early stage cancer can be treated, and they're being treated with breast conservation surgery rather than mastectomy. I mean, it used to be so brutal. I mean, you think about it, and I remember decades ago where, you know, women were faced with no other option, but look, we just got to fix this. And then, of course, technology and the creativity of our surgeons and our medical profession has come up with these ideas in terms of reconstructive surgery, which has just been wonderful. But now, thanks to BioZorb, this BioZorb marker, where everything is so targeted and less invasive, and we're looking at not necessarily talking right off the bat about mastectomies, but a lumpectomy. So, you know, this is absolutely brilliant, and we can celebrate this. So, you know, we've come a long way. So, again, we want to encourage women, and for those that love women, that we need to get our women in for their annual checkups to make sure that, you know, we're on top of this. And that and if you happen to get less than favorable news, you can be encouraged to know that the options have expanded. And we're not necessarily talking about mastectomies anymore. And we're grateful for all this information that Dr. Charlotte Patterson shared with us. She is a breast surgeon with NCH Physician Group in Naples, Florida.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't already
always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Aloha to Bob Walaszewski. He's on the Big Island, and he's here with Bill. We miss you so much. I want you to know that. You know, you spoiled us for all those years talking with you every week about the plugged-in department, media and culture, with focus on the family, and you're duly missed, so it's good to connect with you once in a while, buddy.
I'm glad you get to still connect with Adam and still get to stay current with all the things that are happening in entertainment. And I'm glad that you call me on occasion that we can chat about the things that still jazz me, that I'm passionate about. I still believe that the body of Christ could do a much better job at honoring the Lord Jesus with our entertainment choices. I don't think we do an A-plus job as a rule. I know I'm generalizing, but I think we kind of, I don't even know if we'd get a C-minus at times, you know. Well, so I'm trying to move the needle a little bit.
Well, and I think it's important that you do, Bob, because, look, when it comes down to it, look, God is righteous and holy, and he calls us to live that kind of lifestyle. And we know, look, we can indict ourselves, you know. We don't need anybody else throwing rocks at us. You know, meanwhile, if you figure that you deserve a rock to be thrown at you, maybe before that happens, we need to kind of check ourselves, as my dear friend used to say, before you wreck yourself. And I think that there's room for improvement, no doubt. But that's because sometimes we take God so casually. And I think that, you know, different aspects of the, you know, religious world takes God that way. They think that somehow God's going to grade on the curve, and because he's Abba Father, that there's not a judgmental side of God. But, you know, though he tells us not to judge, because that's his job. And we don't want to be judged by God, right?
Well, even those in the body who have a very high view of God, and aren't guilty of that particular, you know, like taking him casually. I think there's so many fish to fry right now, especially if you're a busy father, a busy mother, you know, you're trying to juggle all these juggle plates and keep them all up in the air. And then when you think about video games that your kids are playing and the movies they may be seeing with their friends on the weekend, the music that they're listening to in the back seat, you know, with their earbuds, and you have no idea what they might be listening to. And you think, is that one more thing that I really have to do? I think I'm going to pass on that one. I'm just going to let them work through it. And I know the tendency. I understand it. I raise kids. I understand it. But I want to kind of be that, you know, thorn in the flesh, in the body, that just says, you know, it is a bigger fish to fry than sometimes we give it credit for, because the repercussions of entertainment can often filter into the areas that we consider big, important, like do my kids, are they sexually pure? Are my kids drinking and doing drugs? You know, and you think, well, how does that connect to the media? Well, it does, because when the media, which is a super teacher, tells you that, you know, smoking pot is fun, and hey, anytime, anywhere, with anybody, essentially, you know, who are kids going to believe? Mom and dad, or, you know, the hours and hours and hours of listening to R&B music or whatever they might be listening to?
Exactly. Well, as you say, entertainment is so pervasive. When you or I were growing up, gosh, I remember listening to a transistor radio where things were so fuzzy and broken up and everything like that, you could hardly get the radio stations. Now, you know, the abundance of music, streaming of video stuff that now comes across on Netflix that is so dangerous. And parents, every time, Bob, when we have a specialist on the show talking about what Netflix is producing and exposing their children to, and then we look at suicide rates among teens that continues to skyrocket, all this stuff, you know, it's all very dangerous, and it has real life implications. But if you're not directly affected, if it's not your family, you think, well, you know, we're just trying to survive and get through it. But the fact of the matter is that we all have an important part in the body of Christ to play in this this war, this cultural war that's taken place.
Yeah, I say a big hearty amen to that. Mm-hmm. You know, last time we chatted, which was a month ago or so, I mentioned having an interview with the Steele family from Alabama. Their 13-year-old daughter, unbeknownst to them, was watching 13 Reasons Why, the whole series from Netflix. And because she was so caught up in the power of media to influence her life, and because she was at the stage in her life where she was extremely vulnerable, she ended up taking her own life. I was talking to the mom, you know, not only it broke my heart, but it reminded me to pass on the warning that here was a very committed Christian. In fact, the husband of the family was a youth pastor for years, so a very committed Christian family who thought, this can't affect us. But unbeknownst to them, it affects them every day now.
Yeah, it can creep in so subtly. Bob, you know, you're all over the place speaking at churches and youth groups and that sort of thing. What is the recurring theme and the questions that parents have for you?
You know, I sometimes think of it as this way. Now, it may not be that I hear it this way, but I believe the question is put this way. You know, Bob, I know you're going to be speaking and you're going to do 30 minutes, 40 minutes, or whatever, but what's my takeaway? What's my elevator speech? If I just had you for 2 minutes and we're riding the elevator from floor 1 to floor 8 in the hotel, and I find out who you are, and I say, what should I do? What can you tell me quickly? And I actually have an answer for that. And I think of those WWJD bracelets that were so popular 15 or 20 years ago. It seemed like everybody wore one. I did. Bill, you probably did too.
Yes, I did.
There were bumper stickers. There was lunch pails. There was everything. And the fad faded, you know. Okay, and you don't see very many people wearing the bracelets. But although the fad faded, I like to think that what the principle behind WWJD, What Would Jesus Do, could guide our entertainment choices and could guide us as we teach our kids. Mm-hmm. What would Jesus do when it comes to this video game? You know, it's ultra violent. There's blood splashing everywhere. Profanity is spewed every 10 seconds. Yes, we know it's the most popular game in America right now, but what would Jesus and his disciples do if they were walking the planet today, not 2,000 years ago, but today, and right. Peter came up to Jesus and says, I want to play Grand Theft Auto 12, or, you know, I want to, you know, what would Jesus say? And I think most of us, probably 80% of the time, we know the answer to that. Mm-hmm. And we can teach our kids to ask that question, and they would know. Now, I realize there's some gray area questions in there, too, and those are the tough ones. But for most of our entertainment questions, that WWJD question, if we would ask it before we consume, would guard our hearts.
Mm-hmm. But that, you know, when you talk about the gray, I'm glad that you brought that up, because it's funny that you did, because I was thinking about that earlier as you were talking about what would Jesus do, is that being the true litmus test. And the thing is that what would Jesus do? Jesus was consistent. He didn't present any gray area. In fact, that's what he called out, was the gray areas of the culture at that time that had deviated and had taken something that was legitimate, honest, and true and beneficial, and had compromised it. And people were probably wondering, going, why am I doing this Jewish thing? I mean, I'm just doing it just to stay in the temple, you know, so I don't get kicked out of the temple and hanging with people and going through the motions. But, you know, my life, I don't sense like my life's all the better for what I'm doing here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. When I'm referring to gray area, I'm thinking of something more like, what if a movie comes out and it's incredibly encouraging, it's uplifting, it would make you a better person if you catch the general heart of this movie, but it contained, let's say, two S words in the movie. Is that movie in bounds or out of bounds? That's a gray area for the body, and the body's all over it. For people who are very discerning, sometimes maybe hyper discerning, they would say, oh, of course not. Any profanity makes it out of bounds.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Some of us, and I'm in this camp, I would say if that's all that's the problem with it, I think it's okay. What would Jesus do? I actually think, and I know some people right now are just, they're hitting the radio button for off. Sorry, Bill, your ratings went down. But they're going, I don't think so. Two S words, it's out of bounds. I don't believe you, Bob. It's out of bounds. And I think, no, that would be okay. It is a gray area. You cannot find the scripture that says, thou shalt not go to any movie with two S words. You know,
right,
you have
exactly.
to start using some principles in the word rather than the scriptures.
Well, the problem you have there is there, as you say, there are some in the body who are mature and discerning, and they can handle two S words. But what we have to be mindful of is the brother, just like somebody who,
yes.
you know, trips over alcohol, are
right.
we contributing to that inclination? So we have to think in terms of being, as you said at the very beginning, are we Christ honoring, and what adds to the body of Christ and what takes away?
Yeah, and sometimes, let's say it's a husband and wife situation, and they are differing. It's not just, family A in the church and family B. It's a husband and wife, and they're not real sure on some of these gray issues. How do you handle that? And it's a tough one. A lot of prayer needs to go into it from both parties. But I think, this is a general rule, but as a general rule, take the higher, stricter road, if you will. For instance, if the father says, I don't care about violent video games, you know, Call of Duty, it's like a war game, and, you know, and the mom goes, no, I don't want that in our home. I don't want the blood. I don't care if it's realistic war or not. I don't want it in our home. I think take moms. Take the more conservative view. What do you have to lose by being a little bit more conservative?
Yes, that's the bottom line. Bob Waliszewski, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Aloha, Bob. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.